Wow, that's a lot of mandolins. That's a whole bunch of mandolins up here. Morning, everybody. My name's Matt. I'm your MC this morning and throughout the beginning of this afternoon. Welcome to the KUOW Center House Theater. Before we get started, a couple quick announcements. KUOW Public Radio, 94.9 Public Radio, is a proud sponsor of the Center House Stage and the 2009 Northwest Folklife Festival as an extension of the station's mission to create and serve an informed public when challenged and invigorated by an understanding and appreciation of events, ideas, and cultures. So if you folks have iPhones or cell phones or iPod touches or pagers or anything that buzzes or beeps or moves around in your pocket, please double check that it's off. Maybe pull it out of your purse and make sure it's off. You don't want to be that person who has their cell phone going off this morning. On stage right now is the Seattle Mandolin Orchestra, joined by some folks from Portland, some folks down from Vancouver as well, from the Melodious Mandolins. And I'm just going to give it over to them because I want to see what they're going to do. Take it away, guys.
Thank you very much. We are the Seattle Mandolin Orchestra. Our theme for today's performance is show tunes. Usually when you hear the phrase show tunes, you're talking about Broadway musicals. We have decided to stretch that out a bit and incorporate music associated with performing works of almost all kinds. What you just heard, in fact, was from an opera. Did anybody out there recognize that? No. It was beautiful. You recognize beauty. You get points for that. That is perhaps the most famous use of the mandolin in the operatic literature. It is the canzonetta from Don Giovanni by Mozart. And the piece with the part with all the notes that you heard in the first mandolins is played by a mandolin in the opera. And it's a solo for the baritone, Don Giovanni. And the orchestra did agree to let me do that part, but I forgot my costume, so I just played it on the cello instead of singing it. Continuing now with the idea of show tunes, it is Memorial Day. The composer of this next tune passed away just last March, the great French film composer Maurice Jarre. And this is a very famous theme. It's called Lara's Theme from Dr. Zhivago. In the film, it's played on balalaikas, and this is as close as we could get. Thank you. There at Last is a real Broadway tune, of course, the Surrey with the Fringe on Top from Oklahoma, composed by Richard Rodgers. And we're going to move back into film now. Perhaps the best known use of the mandolin in a film score, I'm guessing, is this piece that we're about to play. It's by the great Italian film composer Nino Rota from The Godfather. This is the love theme. Thank you. Thank you. I bet some of you recognize that one. Yeah? Yeah. That is, of course, Moon River from the film Breakfast at Tiffany's. Thank you. Composed by Henry Mancini. I doubt very much that Henry Mancini had a group of this kind in mind when he wrote that, but you'd be amazed what works in a mandolin orchestra. That was actually adapted for the orchestra by the person sitting to my left, Joy Caney, our librarian. Sounds pretty good. A little bit about the mandolin orchestra. We don't have time for the full lecture, but here's the abbreviated version. It's constructed like the string orchestra. So there are first mandolins over here, guys. Here's the mandolin, tuned just like a violin. As mentioned, we have some folks from Vancouver. If you're from Vancouver, raise your hand. There you go. So our mandolin's doubled overnight. It sounds great. Come back, guys. And also from Portland, Mr. Brian Oberlin sitting in here to my right. Hey. Brian's been a busy guy at Folk Life. You might have seen him around. You had, what, 4 other gigs besides this one? Something like
three.
That? 3, yeah.
Per day.
Yeah.
Not just 3.
So today you're just kind of relaxing with us, right? As I said, first mandolin, we also have second mandolins over here playing a different part. It's the same instrument, just a different part. And then a little bigger and a little deeper is the mandola. Thank you, Joy. Which corresponds to the viola in the string orchestra. No, that's great. Then I am playing, and we have 2 behind me, a mandocello. Okay, you get the idea. It corresponds to the cello in the string orchestra. And then, way back there, hold her up. Folks, that is... There are only about 400 of those, and some of them have been turned into garden planters. That is a mandolin bass. And we are the Seattle Mandolin Orchestra. If you want to find out what we're up to, seattlemandolin.org on the web. Okay. And Melodious Mandolins from Vancouver. That's, you guys have a name, and Brian has a site too, mandoberlin.com, melodiousmandolins.com. Are you guys getting all this? You can ask us afterwards. Okay. So here's a stage musical that became a film, and we're playing a medley of 2 songs from it. This is from Evita by Andrew Lloyd Webber. The first song is the well-known Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. The second song, when they made it into a film with Madonna, she wanted some music added to it. So the second song is called You Must Love Me. It was just added just to the Madonna version of the film and became a pop hit for her besides being in the film. So. You can go tell your friends you heard mandolins playing Madonna music. Okay, here we go. Oh, yes, and in front of you, blocking my view, is our first mandolin is making his debut as a conductor here. These are usually conducts over there, but these last couple pieces are kind of challenging even for us. So, Alan Jacobson, our musical director. Thank you. We've got time for one more. We're going to do a little Bach for you. Not J.S. Bach, but his long-lost cousin, Jerry. Jerry Bach was the composer of the music for Fiddler on the Roof, another Broadway musical that became a film. If you have not seen the film, I highly recommend it. One striking feature of it is just the amount of emotions and emotional lows and highs that occur throughout the film. Like, there's a beautiful, joyful celebration of a wedding, and then at the end of the wedding, the Russian soldiers come in and smash all the gifts and drag everybody off back home. And we're going to try to get through all that in about 8 minutes. Thank you.
The Seattle Mandolin Orchestra, everybody. You can check them out at seattlemandolin.org.